Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports.
Let's go!
The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate.
Let's go!
Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday, August 14th, 2017. We have 10 baseball games to talk about here on tonight's slate. Ready to get it going here. Back on the grind. Nice little week for me last week, so I'm excited to get going here. Riding solo today. The Siege is out in Chicago for the FanDuel Live Final. Congratulations to everybody that qualified and everyone that did well. Saw a Roto Grinder logo up there in the second place, so that was really cool to see one of the members here at Roto Grinders do very well in that final. That's awesome. If you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there, check them out. It's playdraft.com/grinders for a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. Plus, you get 3 months of premium content here at Roto Grinders for Playdraft for free when you use the Roto Grinders Grinders code. Best ball content there is, so make sure you guys are taking advantage of that and using that promo code to support the podcast and us here at Roto Grinders. Getting started on this 10-game slate, we start with the Subway Series, Mets-Yankees. This game is going to be in the Yankee Stadium. Rafael Montero against Luis Sessa. No total in this game. Tanaka was the expected pitcher here. He went to the DL. They're saying fatigue reasons. Everything looks good with the shoulder, so we'll see him back here probably in 10 to 14 days. With that being said, we don't have a line because they really didn't know who was going to replace him. There's still no official, but everything I'm reading is Sessa, so that's what we're going to roll with here. As far as breaking down this game, we'll get started with Sessa pitching against the Mets here. Mets, when you look at it, the team projected strikeout rate under 20%, Wobo around 330, ISO around 191. A lot of power from Conforto, Cespedes, Granderson, and newly called up Rosario. So a little bit of power here. Sessa, he struggled with righties this season, 427 Wobo, 301 ISO. Strikeout rate right around 20%, just not getting ground balls. Not getting outs against right-handed bats, so that's definitely concerning for him. 5 home runs in 17 innings. The xFIP is definitely better than the 8.3 ERA, but nothing too special here. The soft contact rate actually pretty solid at 25%, but still giving up enough home runs that I don't mind picking on here with some righties. Against lefty Sessa, in 14.1 innings, 0 home runs allowed, in 14 innings, 235 Woba. But we look at it and, he's definitely gotten some luck on his side. 0.190 BABIP against lefties this season, 5.31 xFIP, nothing to see here with Sessa. Montero, I don't have to spend a lot of time on Montero. We all know he's not good. 355 Woba against lefties this season. Against righties, he's definitely not good. 390 Woba, 23% strikeout rate. Definitely going to be picking on Montero here. You get the Yankees back at home. We'll start with the Mets. They're on the road here. Bats that are really standing out to me. Cespedes, 212 ISO against righties this season, 348 Woba. Definitely think he's in play in this spot. Conforto, a guy that I just love to play, 302 ISO, 427 Woba against righties this season. Flies under the radar all the time, and a guy that just continues to hit the ball well against right-handed pitching. Power upside with Granderson. I don't really love this spot for him. Sessa does throw hard, like Granderson against soft-throwing guys usually. But really gonna look at those two guys, Cespedes and Conforto. As far as the Yankees go, I really think you could play the top six here. Don't really love Ellsbury or Cooper, but Gardner, Hicks, Judge, Gregorius, Sanchez, Frazier, all these guys in play for me. Judge, obviously, 319 ISO, 426 WOBA. Hicks, 175 plate appearances, 225 ISO, 383 WOBA. So they're definitely liking the fact that they got Aaron Hicks back in this lineup. So definitely like the Yankee stack. Definitely one of the top stacks on the board. Obviously, we have cores, so we'll be talking about that here in a few minutes. But definitely like the Yankees in this spot. Tampa Rays at Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays. Jake Odorizzi against Nick Tepish. 9.5 total here. Odorizzi, really good history against the Blue Jays, if you want to believe in the BVP. I worry a little bit coming off of an injury through a bullpen session, but saying that there's no issues, no setbacks, he will start in this game. Morales is the one guy that's gotten to him here. He's 6 for 12. Against him, but everybody else, like the active Blue Jays, 209 average against Odorizzi. He's pitched really well against his team. If you want to believe in the BVP, he's dominated Baptista. He's dominated Smoke. He's dominated Pierce. He's dominated a lot of these big bats. Donaldson, 5 for 22, 4 home runs. So home runner strikeout for Donaldson. So Odorizzi on a slate that we don't have a ton of pitching options, potentially a play here. Nick Tepish, on the other hand here, I don't think you really look at him. And the reason that, by the way, the reason that Odorizzi does well, he does throw a slider, so that could have a lot to do with one of the reasons that he does well. But he does do well against them. Nick Tepish on the other side here. The numbers aren't great for him, you know, very small sample size, but got shelled is the easiest way to put it in that game. In the two games, or in the game against the Yankees last time out, 5 earned runs, 8 hits against the Yankees, 3 home runs allowed. Pitched a little bit against the Red Sox in May, 1.2 innings, 5 hits, 7 runs, 1 home run. So the stats definitely not liking him here. So you could potentially look at some of these Rays bats. The Rays are on the road, so they do get a ballpark upgrade. Corey Dickerson's numbers have come down, but they're still solid. 230 ISO, 345 WOBA against right-handed pitching. Lucas Duda is the interesting play here. First base, a loaded position. Two really good first basemen in this lineup with Duda and Morrison. Duda has a 276 ISO and a 373 WOBA against right-handed pitching this season. Morrison has a 284 ISO, 371 WOBA against right-handed pitching this season. So two really interesting first base options. And then Steven Souza continues to fly under the radar. 295 ISO, 385 WOBA against right-handed pitching this season. So some decent options here for the Rays, getting this ballpark upgrade against this pitcher here. So definitely think you could look at some of these Tampa bats. As far as Toronto goes, you know, the BVP definitely doesn't like them. You look at it, and Donaldson and Smoke, Morales, those three guys, the only three guys that have really been hitting the ball well this season against right-handed pitching. You know, Steve Pierce, 270 WOBA, 348 WOBA, 152 ISO for Pierce. My bad. No power, really, 152 ISO. You know, you just look at it, there's some strikeouts here. You know, if you're playing them, you're probably stacking them. You know, just not believing the BVP whatsoever. And just loading up on the bats here. I don't think I'm going to play Toronto today. I think there's better spots, but I can certainly understand why you want to attack it. You know, the total is 9.5. San Francisco at Miami. Tyson Blatch against Adam Conley. Start with Ty Blatch here. 94 innings against righties this season. 332 WOBA, 32% hard contact. 12% strikeout rate. Continues just not to get strikeouts. Neutral ground ball, fly ball guy. Still hasn't given up a ton of home runs. You know, pitching in that ballpark in San Francisco helps. Going to Miami, another very friendly pitcher's ballpark. So you know, temper your expectations here. He hasn't allowed a home run to a lefty all season. Gets a really nice ground ball rate against lefties, 56%. So if you're attacking Blatch here, you're attacking him with the righties. Adam Conley on the flip side here, 347 wOBA to righties, 38% hard contact. Again, doesn't give up a bunch of home runs. Definitely product of this ballpark. But the XFIP Sierra definitely does not like Conley this season. He's been hot or cold. Potentially a play here. We'll talk about it. You know, you just look at this lineup. And the strikeouts are starting to come up. We've gotten some of these young guys called up. And, you know, the strikeout rates on these guys are going up. We don't have a much of a sample size against left-handed pitching for some of these young guys that got called up. We know Buster Posey, Nick Hundley, both very, very good against right or left-handed pitching. So, like Posey in this spot, Hundley, if he draws a start, I don't hate him in this spot as well. I actually don't mind Adam Conley. You know, just think pitching on this slate is pretty limited. So Conley, a pitcher that I could definitely look at here as an SP2. Don't think he has a ton of upside, but I do think that you're only worrying about a couple bats here, and that's always, you know, enough reason for me to play a guy. On the flip side here, Stanton is just insane right now. You just look at it, and just anybody that tells you you can't play Stanton right now is just crazy. I don't think anybody would actually tell you not to play him. He's still not the highest priced outfielder with everybody in cores. He's up to 41 home runs now. He has 8 home runs over the last 10 games. He's 14 for his last 39 with a 1.45 OPS. Just destroying the baseball right now. Just murdering the baseball. And he gets a lefty that can't strike anybody out tonight. Like, you know, you have to like Stanton in this spot. 360 ISO, 412 wOBA against left-handed pitching this season. Ozuna's ISO is really down against lefties this season. I know we talk about him all the time, but 101 ISO, 335 wOBA for Ozuna. We read some reports before the season that he'd really been focusing on right-handed pitching. You know, improving there, and his numbers much better against righties this season. Real Muto, the numbers have come up for him against left-handed pitching this season. 253 ISO, 417 wOBA. So I'm looking at Real Muto, and I'm looking at Stanton here. And that's kind of it for me as far as the Marlins go. I think we'll see Stanton with this price tag. Maybe people stay away from him. I doubt it. I hope they do, but I doubt they will. Moving on, Detroit at Texas. Michael Fulmer, Martin Perez, 10.5 total. And Michael Fulmer, not the favorite here. Extremely hot in Texas. It's, you know, something that we've been talking about over and over and over again. So, again, here we go again. I don't like Fulmer or Perez in this spot. Fulmer is a guy that I play from time to time. I like picking on Texas. They're a team that strikes out a bunch. Projected starting lineup has a 24% K rate. But Fulmer, as the season has gone on, the strikeout rate has come down for this guy. It's under 20%. It's under 19% at this point. You know, it's hovering right there around 17.5%. So it's just no strikeout upside here. The wOBA is good for Fulmer. He's not a guy that usually gets blown up, but he's not a favorite in this game, and you know that's definitely scary. The hard contact rate is scary as far as Fulmer goes to lefties, you know, facing this team that has a bunch of can go pretty left-handed heavy here with Odor, Gallo, Mazzara, Chu. You know, they could throw out 4 or 5 lefties here, so I just don't really like this spot for Fulmer. I think he's been, you know, getting lucky. You know, you look at the BABIP and you look at the XFIP, you know, suggests that he's been getting lucky on his ERA, and we already know the strikeout rate's down. So not playing Fulmer here. Martin Perez, you know, we say all the time, don't pick on this guy, doesn't get shelled whatsoever. You know, I just got to keep preaching. Like, this is his highest hard contact rate of his career this season. You know, he is getting hit this year. 35% is higher than any other season that he's had. The ground ball rate is lower than any other season he's had. The home run per nine is higher than any other season that he's had. So Don't tell Siege that I said this, but I think we can actually look on picking on Perez a little bit here today. Especially with these Detroit bats. You know, a lefty against Detroit, you know. We're gonna look at some of these guys. We're starting with Detroit since they're on the road. Ian Kinsler, 205 ISO. Matuk, 211 ISO. Justin Upton, 313 ISO. Nick Castellanos, 330 ISO. James McCann, 338 ISO. Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez, the two guys that I would fade here. Just no power out of these two guys. And when everybody stacks Detroit, they love stacking these two guys. So I think that if you're going to stack Detroit, you kind of skip over them. Hot take not to play Miguel Cabrera, I think, in a stack for Detroit, but that's where I'm looking at here. Looking at the Texas side, if you're playing Texas today, I think you're stacking them up. If you want to play a one-off, I don't mind Joey Gallo as a one-off. Continues to have massive ISO against right-handed pitching this season. You know, high strikeout rate, 35%. 35% strikeout rate, 357 ISO, so you know exactly what you're getting out of Gallo every time you play him. You're getting a strikeout or a hard-hit baseball. So, you know, great tournament play night in and night out for Joey Gallo when he faces right-handed pitching. I've kind of moved him up in the order a little bit too, so they're getting some power. Obviously, I don't hate the Mazzara, Beltre, Gallo, Gomez, Odor kind of mini, you know, fading the top two guys. I like Chu. Hate playing the price for Andrus, but I don't mind the middle of this order. I do think that, like I said, if you're playing Texas today, you're likely stacking them up. Cincinnati at Chicago. Woji against Quintana. Man, no total in this game. The win doesn't seem like it's going to be a factor. Let's talk Asher first here. Decent numbers. He struggled a little bit with lefties this season. He's a fly ball guy, so obviously he's going to struggle, especially when he's pitching at home. But he has the K rate. You know, 24.7% strikeout rate against lefties, 25.7% strikeout rate against righties. Doesn't typically walk a lot of guys. Gives up home runs because he's a fly ball guy. Doesn't give up a ton of hard contact, but pitching in Great American Small Park definitely doesn't help him. I think he's an interesting tournament play today on a slate that we just don't have a ton of upside. We have a guy that, you know, has a 10.8% swinging strike rate, has a 25% K rate. Like, you know, he's a fly ball pitcher, so he's very, very risky. With that said, we just, like I said, we don't have a ton of options here. Jose Quintana, you know, you look at it and the Reds have four really good bats against left-handed pitching. Cozart, Votto, Duvall, Suarez. Very, very solid bats against left-handed pitching. Their numbers are fantastic against lefties this season. You know, Votto's never faced him. Cozart's never faced him. Duvall's faced him twice. Suarez has faced him four times. Like, advantage Jose Quintana here. It all just depends on how popular he's going to be on this slate at 11-6 on DraftKings today. Is he going to be very popular? Then, you know, he might be a guy that I just stay away from. If he's not going to be popular because of the price, he's a guy that I'm interested in. It's really going to be playing the ownership percentages with him. Again, it's just because we have, you know, very limited options on this slate today. Stocks and bats here. You know, I mentioned Cozart, 324 ISO, 475 WOBA. You're not going to get those type of numbers from any other shortstop on this slate. Those numbers are just insane. 12% K rate, so the guy just doesn't strike out. Tough matchup against Quintana. I'm not going to sit here and say Quintana's an easy guy to pick on. Quintana, you know, definitely very, very solid pitcher. So it's risky, but Cozart against lefties this season is definitely a thing. Votto, 304 ISO, 415 WOBA. Duvall, 352 ISO, 420 WOBA. Suarez, you know, 255 ISO, 389 WOBA. Those four guys have elite numbers against left-handed pitching. If you want to play a little bit of a hedge, you know, there's definitely options to do it with there. You know, I just read off the numbers. The numbers are fantastic. As far as picking on Asher here, Chris Bryant continues to have really solid numbers. Anthony Rizzo, you know, solid numbers as well. You know, Alex Avila is the guy that I'm interested in. 239 ISO, 389 WOBA for a catcher, but the strikeout rate, 30%, kind of fits in right around what we've been looking at with the Cubs. I don't know how much I will have of the Cubs here. Not really getting any kind of discounts on these guys. Chris Bryant, 49. Rizzo, 47. If you find the Cubs cheap, maybe you could pick on a couple of these guys. But for the most part, I think they're going to be a team that, you know, for the most part, I stay away from here. Moving on, moving out. Atlanta at Colorado, taking on... Oh, yeah. Jeez, I just liked the pitchers for this game. Oh, no bueno, no bueno. There's going to be a lot of runs scored in this game. Julio Teheran against Chad Bettis. Chad Bettis making his first start of the season for the Rockies. Man. Chad Bettis last season, 358 WOBA against righties, 302 WOBA against lefties. Ground ball rate was really solid against lefties last season. You know, limited the hard contact. Strikeout rate under, you know, it's right at 17%. Man. And then Julio Teheran, we know, you know, just continues to struggle with lefties. He has a 1.92 home run per nine against lefties, 37% hard contact, 346 WOBA this season. The xFIP is actually higher than the 5.1 ERA with a 243 BABIP. That just tells you that he has just struggled against lefties really bad this season. Against righties, Julio Teheran, definitely not as bad. You know, his soft contact rate is almost 3% higher than his hard contact rate against righties. A lot of soft contact against righties, but still gives up a bunch of home runs because of the fly ball rate against righties this season. So, looking at the Rockies and looking at them heavy here, you know, we'll start with Atlanta. Freddie Freeman, you know, one of the top plays on the slate. 310 ISO, 426 WOBA against right-handed pitching this season. He's in Coors. Or 346 ISO, 464 WOBA, sorry. You know, he's in Coors. You definitely like those numbers. Matt Adams has solid numbers. He's been slumping a little bit, but good spot for him to get it going here in Coors Field. Outside of that, like, Kurt Suzuki's interesting. He has an ISO that definitely can get him up there here. Freeman, Suzuki, Adams... Want to play Brandon Phillips? I guess you can. You know, he's in Coors Field. That definitely helps him. But he's a high ground ball guy. So how much does it really help him? As far as the Rockies go, you know, Charlie Blackmon, obviously one of the better plays on the slate. Nolan Arenado, great play here against Julio Teheran. A lot of people are going to target the lefties here, but Teheran, like I mentioned, against righties, has been giving up home runs, high fly ball rates. So definitely like Arenado, who has a 40% fly ball rate this season against right-handed pitching. Parra, Gonzalez, you know, they're fine. Reynolds is fine. Gonzalez, man, 125 ISO, 287 WOBA against right-handed pitching this season. It is Julio Teheran. It is Coors Field, but those numbers are definitely nothing special. Do what you want with the Coors Field spot. Obviously, it's a good one here. But, you know, you are going to pay up for these guys. But we look at the pitching on the slate, and you're not going to spend a ton of cap on pitchers. So you definitely have the option to get some of these Coors bats in your lineups tonight. Houston at Arizona. Colin McHugh against Zach Greinke. 9 total here. Greinke, a 150 favorite at home against Houston. All right, Vegas, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing? I know Greinke's been fantastic this season. Colin McHugh's not good, but you still have one of the better teams, if not the best team in baseball here, as far as Houston goes. Strikeout rate under 18%. You know, they've gotten Springer back. Altuve is healthy again. Like, I don't see what Vegas is seeing here. I know Greinke's been fantastic this season. 28% strikeout rate. Woba right around 275. Like, Greinke's just been fantastic. There's no arguing that. What I'm arguing is I don't like pitchers against Houston. I really don't. It's really hard to pick on Houston with anybody at this point of the season. So I think I'll pass on Greinke tonight. Obviously, he can burn me. You know, he's been pitching fantastic this season. 13% swinging strike rate. The walks have come down from last year to this year. Giving up a ton of hard contact, which definitely doesn't help. But I can't touch Greinke. And obviously, I'm not going to touch McHugh here. Very small sample size this season for him. But, he's given up a bunch of home runs. So maybe that is why Greinke is the favorite here. I guess I could see that. But it is what it is. Looking at the Houston bats, I don't think I want to play Greinke, but I don't think I'm going to pick on him here. You know, you're not getting... I say that. Let's look at the pricing. Springer's 52. Altuve's 56. Marwin's 47. Yeah, you're not paying these prices for these guys, and you're not paying these prices for Arizona. Goldschmidt, 54. JD Martinez, 49. Like, I know Goldie's, you know, hitting the ball really well right now. He has 5 home runs over his last 10 games. So there is that. But Jake Lamb, 4,800. David Peralta, 43. Like, you're paying through the roof for Arizona. So if you want to be a little contrarian, maybe on the Coors Field stacks, you look at maybe a Peralta, Pollock, Lamb, Goldschmidt, JD stack. You know, the numbers are fantastic for these guys. Lamb, 282 ISO. Goldie, 284. JD, 291. The ISOs are fantastic for these guys. So, definitely a spot they could do well. McHugh is kind of in a reverse splits pitcher. So, you could definitely look at this spot. But you are paying up for these guys. So, that is the one kind of downside, I guess, is what the easiest way to say it here. Kansas City at Oakland. Jacob Junis against Jarrell Cotton. 9 total here. Another game that just isn't that sexy. We'll start with Junis against lefties this season. 323 WOBA, 41% hard contact, 50% ground ball rates, which might help him a little bit here in Oakland. Against righties, fly ball pitcher, 363 WOBA, 40% hard contact. He's allowed a bunch of home runs in the small sample size, 2.01 home run per 9. So, I don't think this is the spot to play Junis. I could get it. Like, I could understand it if you wanted to play him in a tournament. But I think I would take a shot on Adam Conley for $200 more before I would play Junis today, personally. Cotton, 359 WOBA against righties, 36% hard contact against righties. Fly ball pitcher as well. The ballpark is definitely going to help both of these guys. They're both fly ball pitchers, but they both pitch in good pitchers' ballparks, and they both have given up a bunch of home runs this season. Cotton, 348 WOBA against lefties. He's given up a bunch of home runs to lefties as well. Looking at the bats in this game, we'll start with the Kansas City side. Mike Moustakas, excellent one-off here for Moose. Fly ball pitcher, fly ball hitter, 3-13 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. just I like Moose a lot. Whit Merrifield at the top of this order has been hitting the ball well. But again, you're paying premium for a guy that I guess his price came down a little bit. He's 3,800 now. Was 42 on Sunday, 43 on Sunday. So don't hate that. But really for me, it's going to be Moose as a one-off. You know, you're kind of paying up for him, but I think this is a good spot. Looking at the Oakland side here, I just saw Matt Chapman's price on DraftKings, and that has to be an error. He is 2K against Junis in this spot. That's just too cheap. You know, I don't know if you're going to need the value, but maybe you're stacking cores. If you're stacking cores, you're probably playing Arenado. But, man, Chapman, if you need the, if you need some salary, Chapman here for 2K is about $1,500 too cheap. You know, 292 ISO, 357 WOBA against right-handed pitching this season. Olsen, since he's been called up, he's been hitting right-handed pitching very well as well. We know Chris Davis mashes righties, so some interesting options here for a guy like Junis, who's kind of struggled against righties in a small sample size. So you could look at a Davis, Chapman, you know, maybe Olsen as well. Definitely going to get some exposure to Chapman over there on Fantasy Draft, where I could play multiple third basemen. So like that a lot over there. The price is just too cheap for Chapman. Too cheap. Oh, man, two more games. Baltimore at Seattle. Kevin Gausman against Giovanni Gallardo. You look at it, and obviously, you know, Gausman's a guy that I've been playing a bunch. Coming off of a pretty bad start against the Angels. I'm going to just kind of overlook that, move on. Like this spot for him. The numbers, you know, you look at the whole season numbers and they just don't tell the story. Over the last month, 259 ISO against righties. He's continued to struggle against lefties. That's just been a thing for him this season. 425 WOBA against lefties. The strikeout rates over the last month, 27% to righties, 31% to lefties. You look at a team like Seattle that, you know, outside of Cano, you know, they're going to strike out. Seager and Cano don't really strike out that much, but we know Zunino strikes out a bunch. Nelson Cruz strikes out a bunch. Gamble strikes out a bunch. Alonso, 23% strikeout rate against righties. Martin, 27. Like, there's strikeouts in this lineup. So, Gausman, definitely a guy that I'm looking at here. Getting a ballpark upgrade as well. So, I like this spot for him. Hopefully he can just shake off that last start and we can continue to play him here. Just wanted to pull up. He just didn't have a good game. The BABIP was 470, but the XFIP was pretty high in that game against the Angels. They just got to him in that game. So the strikeouts are there. Like I said, he's the guy I'm looking at here. Giovanni Gallardo, pass on this guy here. You know, you look at it, and 321 WOBA against lefties, not too bad there. But obviously, we got to look at the right-handed numbers because, you know, we know Baltimore is very right-handed heavy. 352 WOBA, 35% hard contact, 15% strikeout rate, 1.75 home run per nine against righties this season. The ballpark definitely helps him. But he's not going to help himself in this spot. You know, he's going to face a team that is very, very powerful. Beckham, Machado, Scope, Jones, Mancini, Trumbo, Davis. Like, Baltimore stack firmly in play here today. If you're making multiple lineups, you probably want to get a stack in there. Not the greatest ballpark, but this is definitely a spot that he could excel at. And, you know, Machado, 42, Mancini, 39, Scope, 38, Beckham, 37, like, Trumbo, 33. You're getting pretty good discounts on these guys. Chris Davis, we know we like to target him more at home, but Chris Davis, 2,900. you know, that's just a spot that I'm going to price in for. So you're going to get the Baltimore stack and be able to pay up for two pitchers if that's what you want to do. So definitely think that you could look at the Baltimore stack here. Again, it's not the greatest ballpark, but it's definitely a spot where he's really struggled against righties. And, you know, we know the top six, all right-handed hitters. So really like this spot. As far as Seattle goes, if you're playing a lot of Gausman, you make a hedge stack, I guess. That's probably the only way that I would touch Seattle today. Again, I'm a little biased. I'm going to play Gausman here. Really like this spot for him. So take it however you want to take it, but you know that's how I'm approaching the Mariners today. Philadelphia at San Diego, last game on the slate. We have an 8.5 total here. Jared Eichhoff against Travis Wood. Like the pitchers in this game. Like Jared Eichhoff a lot. We know, you know, anytime he faces righties, and we're projected to see six right-handed bats here, or five in the pitcher. So, like Eichhoff, we know the strikeout rate can be there against righties, 22%, 293 wOBA in this massive ballpark upgrade for him as well. He struggles with lefties, 356 wOBA. The strikeout rate comes all the way down to around 19%. So he's going to have to get around Solarte and Spangenberg, but I do like this spot for Eichhoff. I think he'll be popular here, but on a slate, we don't have a lot of options. I think you could definitely look at him. The Travis Wood, he's pitched the last few games, you know, at Cincinnati, 5 earned runs, at Pittsburgh, 4 earned runs. He pitched at home against Pittsburgh, had 2 earned runs, and those are his 3 starts with the Padres. Nothing great, but 7, 5, and 7 strikeouts in those games, so some strikeout upside here for Wood. On a slate that, like I keep saying, we don't have a ton of options here, and it's a ballpark downgrade for the Phillies lineup, so I don't mind Wood here. Definitely not going to go out of my way to play any bats from this game. I think it's going to be one of the lower scoring games on the slate. Vegas agrees with the 8.5 total. Same total as the Marlins game in Miami. So expect this game to be pretty low scoring. I think both these pitchers are in play. And you're kind of getting, you know, Travis Wood. I said that I would play Conley down there. Travis Wood at 5,300 too. I really like that price tag for him. You know, the fantasy output, 8, 25. So you could see a range anywhere from 8 to 25 here. But at 5,300, if he goes out and gets you 15, you know, he could have a really solid game. Just keeps the walks down. That's what he needs to do. He needs to keep the walks down in this game to hit that value. But that's going to do it here. We're going to play some Home Run Derby. Obviously, we're not going to take Coors. And I feel like Stanton's kind of cheating at this point, so I'm not going to take Stanton. All right, I'm going to take... I'm going to take Aaron Hicks. Lucas Duda. Trying to go off the board here. Like I said, Stanton's way too easy. And the cannon, baby. James McCann. That's what I got today for the Home Run Derby. That's what we got for the podcast. If you haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there. Check them out. Playdraft.com/grinders for a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. Like I said, check them out, man. If you guys haven't checked them out already, I don't know what you guys are doing. I've been doing a bunch of best balls. Love their baseball product. Love their golf product. Again, another successful week for me in golf over there. So, really liking the product over there. So, make sure you guys are checking that out. I have some drafts coming up. So, I'm going to have to look and see what we got going on here. But that's going to do it here for the Monday edition of the Morning Grind podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck in your contest, and we'll see you then.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.